ahead. Switching gears and going with the flow. Welcome, everyone, for another episode of Functional Pharmacy Podcast. Now, I want to talk about switching gears and also, when life might throw you a curveball. So oftentimes when I talk about issues of health, especially stress management, things we need to do, switching gears is a topic that is quite prevalent, very important. Essentially, this is, looking at the ultradian rhythms. It's the idea of working strong and hard, but then disconnecting, having periods of time in between where we disconnect from what we're doing. It might be related to, take 10 minutes, 15 minutes, do a meditation. Maybe it's go for a walk, do an exercise, whatever it is. We are not designed to keep doing the same thing, staying on a focused, narrow road for hours and hours and days in life at a time. So that's one lesson, basically. In your given day, add some play to it, add some fun, add some work. Switch gears. Variety literally is the spice of life, and it'll give you back total benefits. Now, sometimes life gets pretty consistent and habitual. I think you could probably agree. We go to work the same day, the same time each day, 5 days a week, or maybe we're more of an entrepreneur and we're working on a project and we're just gunning it, just focusing on that. Well, we seem to be in such a fragile state these days that any little curveball is going to literally rock our worlds. So, how do we deal with this stuff, and what are the benefits, if there are any? I'm just going to give you a little life example that happened to me yesterday. In addition, I do work in a regular pharmacy a few days a week, in addition to the things that I'm doing as far as working with pharmacists, consultant as well, clients as well, basically promoting functional medicine through pharmacy. So every day's pretty busy. On top of that, I'm doing a lot with my dog as we're, doing physical therapy for him to get him walking again. So, yesterday was a jam-packed day. It was a day where we went at 10 o'clock, about 45 minutes away, we had his water treadmill. Then I came back, I had a meeting with someone around noonish, and then at 1 o'clock, or 5 after 1, I had to take Teddy, my dog, once again to see the chiropractor. So, after that, and then later in the night at 8 o'clock, my goal essentially, well, not my goal, but I was teaching a CE, an online continuing education course on integrative approach to pharmacy. So my day was pretty much planned out because in between that, I had to work on this week's Hotwire and a couple other approach and deadlines that I had to do work on. Well, lo and behold, from Sunday of this week till Tuesday, we had a lot of rain. They're saying upwards of like 6 inches. And we had a lot of flooding. We here, ourselves, we live on a little inland, it's a big pond, small lake, whatever. But, we're watching it steadily rise. But the thing is, our sump pump decided to stop working. I noticed it in the morning, but then I figured I'd take a look. And I didn't realize how bad it was. So I went out and I bought a wet dry vac. Now, I should have gotten a larger one. I only got the 6 gallon. But essentially, my day in the afternoon, probably for about 4 strong hours, up until I did my teaching and the sound check at 7 and 8 o'clock, consisted of removing about 600 gallons at 6 gallons at a time, putting them in little things, and then dumping them out into the drain area. So it wasn't what my day had planned. It hurt like hell. Inflammation, right? Soreness, muscles you don't normally use. So then I did my training from 8 to 10 o'clock. Then after that, what I did was I went down for another 2 hours. And I was probably working down there till about 12:30, removing more water. In total, about 1,000 gallons. But it was super cool. This is what I'm trying to get at here. That is not stuff I usually do. So the way to efficiently get the water out involved some critical thinking. It involved me to think differently, act differently, do differently, and experience differently. So even though it's not this like major aha, changes my world, changing my life, I think what you need to do is look at the minutiae of things, like the little things in these changes that we perceive to be so grandiose, which, oftentimes are not. And find the benefits out of it. Because honestly, yesterday was a great day. My hamstrings are hurting. I'm hurting today. But I just appreciate the day that we had, and it was very interesting. Now, I'll be down in the crawl space, I think, some more, and we're steadily watching that lake rise, so hopefully we'll be well and good. That's it for today. Have a great one. Bye.